with social media stealing our attention so many times a day, don't you kind of secretly crave solitude? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And, well, for more of a simple time, that ship has sailed. Remember the days before social media?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. We're going to take some of those old techniques and apply them to today.
Yep.
And who better to do that than Mary and Heather, a couple of old ladies?
Go listen to podcast. The staple episode.
Who knew?
Who knew?
You have a lot of paper flying through that house. Oh, my gosh. But first, real quick, go head on over to Momstown 365 and join our newsletter. We want to hear from you.
Yes.
We really do.
We want to hear your ideas. So what we are sharing today is just our experience. And we think it possibly could be somewhat universal, that we get tired of constant attention grabbers in our day.
It is really. I mean, I think about how long I went, how many years I lived my life without a cell phone.
Exactly.
I mean, our kids have cell phones. Our teenagers have cell phones. I didn't have a cell phone till I was an adult.
I had a landline, corded landline. And if somebody would call me, whoever answered the phone, there was a place, a corner on the kitchen counter, that there's a random piece of paper would sit there. Mary, Bill called.
Yes.
But if somebody walked by quickly and it flew on the floor, I never knew. Until the next day.
And remember when you wanted some privacy, you had to stretch the cord down the hallway?
All the way around the corner.
Yes. Those days are gone. But it was a simpler time. So now we have emails coming in, like constant
text.
Messages, yes. And text messages. I mean, it's kind of astonishing if you think about how much is pulling at us every single day. Not to mention social media, which we started off this episode about.
Well, I was going to interject. I was talking with Joe, the guy who helps us with our
advertising
sales for our podcast. And we had a conversation on Friday, I think. Anyway, he goes, okay, Mary, just know that Friday night to Sunday night or whatever, I'm completely unhooked. I do not touch my phone. I do not look at a computer. That's my day.
Really?
Every Saturday. He goes, do you know what a Shabbat is? It's a Sabbath. And I go, yeah, my Sabbath is Sunday.
Okay.
So Saturday, Friday night at...
I love that.
Yes, sunset. Done.
So I really think it's important. I mean, even if you could carve out that kind of time in every day where you're just unplugged. I try to do that at dinner time. Like I try to kind of unplug for the time that I'm cooking dinner and the time that we're eating.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Just a little, you know,
so
no cell phones at the dinner table, no, you know, and now even though our kids in college with their home right now, two have graduated, they just come back. And so now we're all sitting down at five of us around the table, which is great because how long has been years since that's happened, but no one has phones, no one, you know what I mean? It's just kind of nice to connect.
Exactly. And taking control of, like, who has access to you.
Yes.
And limiting that access. We don't have to be 24/7 on demand.
And so just because somebody texts you at what's convenient to them doesn't mean you have to text them right away what's convenient to them.
I know a gal, if I text her 2-3 days later, she'll respond.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, whatever. So.
But again, because sometimes I get harassed because it does take me a while to get back to text messages sometimes. Because I get to it when, just because somebody texts you because it's convenient on their schedule, I still, that maybe is not a great time for me just to stop what I'm doing. Because every time I stop what I'm doing to respond to a text takes me out of the mode that I'm in at the time. And I'm not a great multitasker.
I mean,
I don't like to do a lot of different things all at once. So when I'm trying to write something or I'm trying to do something and I'm responding to someone's text that came from out of the blue, it takes me out of the moment. to respond to that. It's not that I don't love and care about the person or the message that's coming through, but it takes me out of the moment.
I totally get that.
You know what I mean?
The flow comes to a screeching halt.
And emails, you know, like carve out a time when you respond to emails. Just because somebody emailed you when it was convenient for them doesn't mean it has to be convenient for you.
Right. So
this whole thing about just being available 24/7 doesn't work.
Right. And to your point about emails, I have a transaction coordinator who handles my real estate deals. Mm-hmm. So she does all the paperwork. It would make me crazy to have her job because it's so intricate. And she'll say, I am in files. I'm in a file. And she'll have it on her email response. So if I email her, it comes back, hey, I'm in a file. If it's urgent, text me. Otherwise, I will review my emails after 5.
Which is great.
She goes, I'm time blocking my day.
Perfect.
Time blocking.
So you can create that as an autoresponder in your emails.
Yes. You can say, I check my emails at 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m.
Yes.
I will respond at those times.
Right.
And I, you know, she does, you know, I'm time blocking. And time blocking is really important because, like you were saying, you get in the zone when you're writing.
Uh-huh.
You time blocked.
Right.
I'm going to write for 2 hours, and that's my time block for writing. Mary and Heather are going to be in the studio for 2 hours, time blocking episodes.
Right.
And then you get a break.
Yes.
You train people that's how you operate.
Right. I think that the time blocking is really important, especially for busy moms. You know, and whether you're staying home, working from home, working outside the home, whatever it is, creating things that work for your schedule and for your family is important.
Well, and so look at it with your social media. How often do you have to check your social media?
I know.
I check Twitter once a day.
And the amount of social media, the amount of platforms that are out there, it's crazy the number of different things that you could definitely get lost all day in any number of them.
So, question. If you go to the bank, do you look at your phone while you're standing in line? Do you check your phone?
I do.
See? That's a moment to just be in the moment.
Yes.
And, you know what I mean? And another one, I practiced this, and I 1 year, long time ago, I stopped listening to the radio in the car for 1 month. And now I hardly ever have the radio on in my car.
I drive around a lot with silence.
Yes.
And then also when I get to exercise, I don't put headphones on sometimes either. I just like to, I like no music sometimes.
Yeah, so I don't
there
listen.
There goes the music.
And here comes the music. But this is purposeful.
But I like the silence.
I
like
too.
The peace and quiet.
It's, you know, take a look at your daily routine and simplifying it by what's hitting you.
Even the messages coming in
yes.
are clutter and chaos in your day.
Yeah.
All right. You've been listening to Momstown 365. We're here every day. Remember, go out, be bold, be creative. Choose.